Reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, text 40-41. Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Acharyaira Adyadeva Kariya Samana Achandala Hare Krishna Bhakti Diyadam. With great respect, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested his Vaidacharya, give Krishna consciousness devotion to Krishna, even to the lowest of men, the Chandali. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to all his devotees. Krishna Bhakti, devotion to Krishna, is open to everyone, even low-class men like Chandali. One should follow this order in the disciplic succession stemming from Sri Advaita and Nityananda Prabhu and distribute Krishna consciousness without discrimination throughout the world. There are different kinds of men, beginning with the Brahmana and going down to the lowest platform known as Chandala. Whatever one's position, everyone in his age of Kali needs to be enlightened in Krishna consciousness. That is the greatest need of the day. Everyone is acutely feeling the pangs of material existence. Even in the ranks and files of the American Senate, the pinprick of material existence are felt, so much so that April 30th, 1974 was actually set aside as prayer day. Thus everyone is feeling the resultant pinpricks of Kali Yuga, brought about by human societies indulging in illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Now is the time for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to distribute Krishna Bhakti all over the world, and thus follow the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord has ordered everyone to become a guru. Amara Agyai Guru Hoya Para Adesh. Everyone in every town and village should be enlightened by the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna consciousness should be distributed to everyone indiscriminately. In this way, the entire world will be peaceful and happy, and everyone will glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he desires. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Kunanjana Salakaya Chakshur Vimalitam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurudev Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Jayam Rupa Kadhamayam Vidati Svapadantitam Abhidhanastanam Dante Idam Yache Tuna Tuna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Vilisham Janma Janmani Ragi Bhakti Visham Priyatnai Apayam na manadikshanandam Ipambhuriya paradhuka dhuki Sanatanatam padumatriyami Vanchakta kurubhyasya Vipasindhu bhaibhasya Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivata Devoa Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Returned last night and I'm kind of still getting myself settled in. I'm renting a room with the Stuber Prabhu. It's actually a two-room apartment with two separate entrances and two separate bathrooms, and it's right next to the NDT, some kind of new building was built. So I think it'll be suitable. Excuse my cough. I think it'll be quite suitable for the program here. And I was very interesting this year. Due to circumstances, I didn't organize a parikram or tour to that I usually do every year. But people asked, and different people asked, well, you know, where are you? Can we come at the same time? And I said, okay, if you take care of your own needs, I may be doing things. And it seems like this year is by far the biggest curriculum group I had. I mean, you know, usually I organize it in so much detail, and I had to get there and see what facilities we had. But in Puri, it was just a wonderful, I mean, I'm just overwhelmed. You know, we stayed in this little guest house, which I didn't particularly like, but it was on the beach. It was kind of a little further down, so it was a very quiet place. And it had this nice front lawn, and we, Krishna just, I think the nature of the spiritual world is, you know, the desire to serve Krishna and the facilities it provided. I mean, in the middle of our kirtan, this Ukrainian devotee just comes with this first-class speaker system, you know, like a mouse, that type of thing, but you know, really first-class. And I asked him if we can rent it. He said, no, no, you can have it for the festival. Everything was there, and we were just... And our plan was is that, you know, to really enter into Gaur Lila, we would live Gaur Lila. The activity of the spiritual world is Harinam Sankirtan. It's Nam Sankirtan. I'm doing a research, and it was first from the CC that described that, you know, in the spiritual world, the main activity is devotion and service. Someone just entered... You know, so just mute your phone, please. It is non-kirtan adivi. It's the main activity. And Gaur Lila, you have such access to act as an eternal, your eternal constitutional position in relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to glorify Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by kirtan. And every day we would And you know, it was every day. I mean, it was 50 or 60 devotees, and very, very, really good group of devotees, professional people, and different brahmacharis, and just wonderful devotees, really interested in hearing Krishna Katha, and so grateful that this facility was being offered. And every day at 9 o'clock, we would just congregate. And, you know, we would have wonderful kirtans. And everyone was participating. And, you know, Guru Granth Maharaj was there with his different types of drums. And, you know, and we were just, this is the spiritual world. This is what they do in the spiritual world. The only difference is our consciousness. But we can participate in the activity that purifies us. And we go through the streets and we go through little side streets of old Puri, and people are coming out of the... And then we congregate in different places, and I think was it the third day? Yeah, the third day was probably really, really the highlight. I don't think I spoke to you about that, but the third day, the kirtan went to Siddhapakul, and Siddhapakul is... you know, I have a little deity that's made out of Siddhapakul, that particular tree. And I got it in Puri, you know, 10 years ago, maybe. When I got that deity, I was with a godbrother of mine named Bhima Prasad. He's probably the closest friend of Indrajumna Swami. And he's kind of a very, very much a he's very, very much a type devotee. He actually kind of has a portly, ecumenical thing in the big south in Pachika, and he's quite a nice fellow. And, you know, so he saw the deity, and he took first initiation from Prabhupada and his second initiation from one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, which is Bhakti Pramod Purimaj. He was like 100 years old, and he was a very Shastric and scholar. And when he took him that deity, which the Lord Chaitanya made out of the Siddhapakura tree, he says, you do not have to install this deity. This deity is as good as a Govardhan Shiva. He said, because this deity heard Haridas Thakur, the story of that place is that Haridas Thakur, because he was born in a Muslim family, couldn't go to the Jagannath temple. They wouldn't even let Indira Gandhi into the Prime Minister of India into the temple. They had such a kind of rigid and narrow caste consciousness there, because Indira Gandhi was married to a Farsi, which means people from Iran who settled in India. So Haridas just stayed, you know, in this one little kutir, and then Lord Chaitanya, there's a toothbrush from Jagannath, he planted it there, which manifested into this Gokul tree. And Haridas Thakur would chant 192 rounds a day. That's 3 lakhs nam a day. And I believe 100 Gayatris. And 3 lakhs nam a day he would chant. And Rupa Goswami, when he came, he also couldn't go in because he was there. And he took the association. He would chant his poetry there. And Lord Chaitanya would come there. So it's also... When the kirtan entered, the places have spiritual potency. That's Siddha Bakul. That same tree is there. That means that tree is a living entity that had the personal association and served by giving shade to the Supreme Personality of God in himself, his dearmost devotee, so it was really wonderful. And we sat down, and those of you who want to actually see it, Mahari is with us. He put it all on some DVD or something. You know, we had kirtan about, you know, and we all sat there. We had kirtan. We chanted there. And it was very, very potent. And it was nice. Morning class from 7 to 8, evening class from 5:30 to 7:30. Madhavananda Prabhu, who is a real scholar of all the places there in Puri, one question he was dealing through throughout the discussions was why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna trying to fulfill three specific desires in relationship with relishing the position of his topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. And relishing her position means to relish her mood of separation from Krishna. So the question is, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to Puri? Why not Vrindavan? Well, the pastimes of Radharani, the separation, it's Vrindavan. Why not go to Vrindavan? And the second point is, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so intent on worshiping Lord Jagannath? And I really, really learned something. I really learned something from that lecture. Now, he also gave a very significant thing. He said, even when Lord Chaitanya went to South India, and he stayed 4 months at the Ranganath temple in Trivandrum at the house of Venkata Bhatta, the chief priest, who was the father of Gopal Bhatta, who was one of the 6 Goswamis. Why did Lord Chaitanya have Venkata Bhatta, you know, out of some kind of thing, make for him there Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra deity? Lord Chaitanya worshipped Lord Jagannath. why did Lord Chaitanya, who's Krishna, trying to fulfill his most intimate desire, why was he worshipping Lord Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra? And why did he go to Puri? Anyway, to make a long story short, this is a real revelatory. He told three stories, and I was busy at that time. Actually, I think I wanted a conference call, but he told three stories, and I'll have to review them. But the idea is what is Jagannath? Jagannath. One of the stories was the Jagannath is the deity of Krishna when he was in Dwarka. We know from Bhagavatamrita that Krishna was in great separation from Srimati Radharani. And in that ecstasy of separation, there are descriptions in different stories of him taking these forms of ecstasy where his hands go into his body and his eyes. So the deity of Jagannath is the deity of Krishna in separation from Srimati Radharani. Now, from that, I kind of understood, what does that mean? That it's Krishna, in one sense, in his fullest manifestation. It's Krishna in his fullest manifestation. Why? Because you give yourself or manifest yourself most fully in the height of your love. Everyone knows that. According to your love for someone, you give yourself or manifest yourself. So that deity is Krishna in the height of his love in meditation on Srimati Radharani. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to experience the glories of Srimati Radharani, that's an suitable deity of Krishna. So by just being there in Puri, see, Puri is different from Vrindavan. Vrindavan is all Krishna. It's built on Krishna. And, Mayapur is built on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But not everyone has that understanding of Lord Jagannath. In fact, it's what Miami Beach is to the Jews. From New York. That's what Puri is to the Bengalis. So it's so many hotels. So that's the whole thing that's covering it. And I know several devotees came from Mayapur just to come and hear the Katha. And I saw some of the new devotees and from Israel and kind of trying to figure out this place after being in Mayapur. It's all Gaura. But you can see how they entered it. And then as gradually you began to understand the significance of the place and the movement of separation, it was quite a wonderful experience, And another wonderful thing was there, and I think I may do this from now on in terms of like pilgrimages. A lot of the people that come, you can imagine even if most of you came, it costs so much money to come there, and the world is becoming so economically oppressive these days that by the time the people get to India, they really have to watch their money. And then what you speak of people who come from Argentina, which economy is not very strong, they have to pay $2,700 just to get to India. Phenomenal amount of money for them. By the time they get to India, what do they have to spend? So the fact that Shastra Prabhu was coming with us and he just said, I want to feed all the devotees, we had the best Jagannath Prasad because we had assistance there, the people who worked for Madhavananda, and we sent right to the temple. We didn't go to anybody else. And we had Jagannath Prasad that was piping hot. And the first, it's so wonderful how it's cooked. Because there's hardly any spices. There's no hot spices. I mean, so for Western people also, it's very extraordinary. And it's a completely different taste. And it's the glory of that dam, is the pisada. So we went to the hall in the hotel downstairs, and every day at about 4 o'clock when the pisada came off, the rickshaw comes in with these big clay pots, which are the pots that the pisada is cooked in with about 15 preparations. Enough for everyone. It creates such a nice mood. Why? And I think this is such a key point in spiritual life and a spiritual society and our spiritual relationships. That kindness. And when you extend yourself to others and you give mercy. Mercy means it's not business. It's love. Mercy means love. Mercy means you didn't pay for it. You get it. You didn't earn it. You get it. These people didn't pay for the prasad. They didn't do anything particularly in service of us for the prasad. But we were distributing the prasad. They felt so grateful. And when you feel grateful, it's a manifestation of love because you're feeling grateful to someone. Someone who's giving you something out of love, not out of business. So when mercy comes down, then love is the reciprocation. And it creates such a nice mood. And that's what we're all hankering for, a loving society. It's so nice to just give. And I thought even if a spiritual institution wants to be successful, then if the people at the very top should just figure out how to give. Hold festivals, don't charge. Just give. Figure it out. Just give. Just give. Give to people who can't necessarily afford you. And then if people out of their own accord want to give something, how wonderful. So people, and then, when the people sit down, hearing the kata, you'll all hear it. It was just nice to hear the realizations of the devotees and getting deep into this wonderful subject of Gaura-lila. So I'm kind of inspired by that. Now many people are coming back to Vrindavan, which I wasn't here. I'm in Australia, a girl from Argentina is coming. And P.I. Mohan's wife is here. There's a lot of people are kind of coming here. And I didn't even agree to take people up. I just made a schedule for the next 15 days. We're going to go out to different places. I'm not going to do it every day because it's even now, I just even forgot about the class. Super Soul told me, hey, it's 7:30 because I was meeting with people and trying to get myself set in a new, room for it. So what will we do today? Well, I'll tell you what I spoke about the last day there. Lula also came, some of you know her, from New Jersey. She flew in from Mayapur. People just wanted to be there and just participate. Well, it's interesting. I can talk about something, but I know I don't have enough time. It's a good day to leave time for questions, but let me just tell you something that's very nice. So the last day, I thought, we were describing esoteric meaning of Lord Chaitanya. I would just give a glory kata. And the kata I spoke is one of my favorite katas, and it's when the Bengali devotees, they're leaving Puri, because Lord Chaitanya invited them to come every year for the 4 months of the Chaturmasi season. In India, they generally have seasonal rains, and that rainy season is for 4 months. The nature of the rainy season in a rural-type thing is you can't travel during the rainy season. You can't farm during the rainy season. It's a rural economy, so during the rainy season, people have time off. Now, so Mahaprabhu would invite his disciples to come to him and spend time with him, to develop attachment to him. It's so important. Spiritual life is based on relationship with sadhu. It's a bhakti movement. And devotion is opened up in relationship to others, especially those who are giving you the mercy of Krishna consciousness. A relationship that opens the heart for the spiritual world. In other words, we can't go to the spiritual world right now because we'd be too much of a disturbance because of our ahankara. So to practice that relationship with Krishna, we enter into intimate relationships with his pure devotees. So, what was the point I'm making? I'll get it. Oh yeah, so therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the spiritual advancement of his followers and to satisfy them, to satisfy himself, because he loves his devotees, he asked them to come for 4 months. And I was remembering, I was in Vrindavan last year when Prabhupada was leaving this world. And I remember 5 or 6 times in a few months, he called all his leaders. But many of them could not understand, you know, we could be out preaching, what are we doing here? Honestly. Prabhupada kept on calling them back, calling everyone back, because he realized that the future of the Krishna consciousness movement was based on their relationship with him. And the depth of their dedication to them, and that would carry their spiritual life. So the CC, I mean, the scene is, I realize right now that I can't tell the whole kata, and I'm wondering at which parts to tell. The scene is so beautiful because it shows Lord Chaitanya inquiry, first, exchanging love with his devotees, and interesting, this is interesting, one of the first things it shows in this particular chapter is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was this actually impersonal scholar and very dry, he's become this static Vaishnava, you know, and so he's begging Lord Chaitanya, you've come for 1 month every day to my house and take me for a shot. And Lord Chaitanya says, well, I'm just a simple sannyasi, I can't go. He said, okay, 20 days. It was like 10 days. Okay, 5 days. But then you have to spend some on the rest of the days. So you go, and then you see an elaborate description of all intricate types of food that was offered to Lord Chaitanya. The question is, why is there such an elaborate, and you see that throughout the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Wonder, why am I reading 15-20 verses just describe so many different types of preparation. I just actually just want to find if I find that. Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, I probably won't find that right now. I won't, but anyway, there's just so many different types of preparations. Very intricate. This could be saying, well, how is this going to help my spiritual life? But if you have a perspective, what are those preparations? They're so fine and perfect, and they're listed. But when you read them, when you're actually reading, and I discussed this before, that when someone cooks for someone loves someone, one way to actually express that love is to satisfy the person's senses appropriately. And one way of doing that is cooking very nice food. And therefore, when the person is tasting something that is made just right, he's meditating on the expertise of that preparation. If it was made him, then the expertise of the preparation and the various subtleties and spices and various things are a physical manifestation of the person's love. And when you eat it, you are experiencing that love. So the different preparations, it's just saying, it's just Sarvabhauma Acharya and his wife, you read the preparation, what you're really reading is, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love, it's the spiritual world. In that regard, on the very, very last day, we went to Haridas Thakur Samadhi in Jagannanda Pandit's house. We were invited, there's a very, very wonderful devotee, his name is Tadadas. He's been American for many, many years. Wonderful, cultured, balanced, dedicated person. He's now preaching in Greece. And his wife is named Radha Bucky. She's a disciple of Indrajinda Swami, and she is the co-manager of the Polish tour. I think she's been coming since she's 15 years old. I think she's more than 30 years or so. For many years, I mean, she was managing that Polish very, very qualified way. And they came specifically to Puri just to get the talk. So her father had died. And she, they had a ceremony to honor, to feed the Vaishnavas. And there's one Gaudiya Math, and it's like this beautiful play. You have to see it. It's just, the whole thing is just hundreds and hundreds of elaborate, colorful dioramas of so many avatars, pastimes. And they're famous for their cooking. And it was just, it was so well done. We had about 50, 60 people. They told us to be there at noon. It was ready. We just all sat down in a proper place, and they set the meal. And Mahari used to cook the Kanaka Krishnamaj. And the preparation, it was just so finely cooked that you just wonder how much love for their deities. I mean, it was just so wonderfully cooked. I could, the sweet rice, he was just analyzing it. How can someone condense so much flavor into that one cup? And in the sense that he said, you have to put sugar, and sugar is sweet, and the different preparation. So it's wonderful. And the way it's served, it's just wonderful. The Lord Chaitanya is taking the prasadam, and you're seeing these loving exchanges. And what else do they do, the devotees? They celebrate festivals. And they celebrate all these wonderful festivals together. And one thing interesting at the festivals is they have wonderful dramas. And Lord Chaitanya Mandra is taking them with the Hanuman, and then on Janmashtami, two devotees, one devotee takes the role of this Nandamaj and other Yasoda, and one Chaitanya plays a cowherd boy. But the interesting thing, in Bhakti Sangarbha, which is one of the most authoritative treatises on Bhakti, after a section explains mixed Bhakti, not pure Bhakti, when it gets to the point of pure bhakti, it's very interesting. The verse that Jiva Goswami quotes is, devotee, he says he does kirtan, he hears about Krishna, that's it. And does dramas. And it really is prominent in Vaishnavism. It's such a wonderful spiritual process that dramas are very much part of it. And he even recommends, and he said, it's nice because you play devotees, then you have to adopt their mood. And it's a very interesting thing, because in spiritual life, what is our goal? Our goal is to adopt a pure identity, which we're not realizing now. Right now, we each have a particular identity, a hankara. I am the controller. And come on, everyone, who's here on the phone, and I can say myself, I think I come from, New York, and I think I'm a man, and I'm, sannyasi. Think of my designation. That's not an eternal identity. So, the way to develop an eternal identity is to emulate a role model who attracts you, which is the main process of socialization in a society. Every society wants the members to have an identity suitable to its goals. And there's a process of socialization to do that. And what is the main mechanism of socialization? Role models. If you want your children to grow up properly, have the proper role models. That's why I say in a Krishna conscious society, so I know for ladies, it's so nice to see Mother Kalini. Because in a certain way, in their spiritual identity, they're ladies and they want to be pure ladies. So when you have a person of that same gender who is, a role model, someone who's achieved some spiritual position, it's very helpful for the ladies to move towards a spiritual identity in this particular body of service, or married people. It's so nice to have a proper grihastha couple who serve as role models. It's the whole process. And young children, they need the, the boys need the men, the girls, you need the role models. If we want our children to grow up properly, we have to be the proper role models. We have to have the culture and demeanor and devotion as devotees to be able to impress on our children. I want to be them, and not just one role model, but many role models. So important. So in Krishna consciousness, in advanced Krishna consciousness, develop our eternal relationship with Krishna. The process is that by chanting, it begins with non-kirtan. Without non-kirtan, there's no substance to any other type of meditation. But by non-kirtan, in a proper way, and developing our Krishna consciousness in non-kirtan, heart will become purified and will become attracted to serve Krishna. As the residents of Vrindavan serve Krishna. And we'll become attracted to serve Krishna in a particular way. And then what is Krishna consciousness? It's appropriately emulating that role model, reading about that role model of a resident of Vrindavan. And adopting the appropriate sentiments and activities of that person. So we see there are all kinds of dramas also. It's written in spiritual life. I can't go on the whole thing because I think I'll leave time for questions. I'm going short on minutes. The person who gets my card is out of town, so I'm afraid I don't want to use up all the minutes in this class based on for the next one. But the interesting thing is so wonderful when the devotees leave, Lord Chaitanya does two things, and it's very appropriate in this kind of circumstance. He gives the devotees instructions and service according to their particular proclivity, and he glorifies those devotees who serve as the exemplars of Krishna consciousness. So now it talks about Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta is such a humble person. And humility means that if you consider yourself authority, not hierarchical or institutional authority. Authority means that may also be humble, it may not be humble. But humility means I submit myself to legitimate superiors and their direction and their advice and an appropriate way. So at the end, he's going for Murari Gupta. Who's Murari Gupta? His Ishtadeva is Lord Ramachandra. But he was an associate of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya would preach about the glories of Krishna. And Krishna has qualities that he God has qualities manifest as Krishna that he doesn't even manifest as Lord Ramachandra. So he says, I'm become a Krishna bhakta. But because he had an eternal relationship with Lord Ram, he couldn't give it up. Although he tried to touch it, he couldn't give it up. And what you did when he said after, he said, I cannot give up my Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Chaitanya said, I accept Murari Gupta as the life soul. When I hear of his humility, it breaks my heart. Has your heart ever been broken by humility? Probably hasn't, because it's so hard to find a level of humility. But I remember one example that was nice. Some of you know in New Jersey, when I was in the Tuasco Temple, there was an older man in his 80s named Krishna Mohan. He used to call him Dadu. He was a very, very cultured, pious doctor who was retired, and his wife is still alive, Satya Bhama. And usually, older Indian people cannot, younger American people cannot identify with Indian people. It's just a cultural divide. The younger Indian people now can't. They can't. But this person was so pure that universally people, and humble, that universally others could accept it. Everyone accepted it. Because his qualities just weren't a cultural imposition. They were a manifestation of a very, very pure heart. And everyone used to, even, I remember all my disciples out there, they used to love Krishna Mohan. And you can't imagine that he was poetry glorifying all the devotees. He was such a wonderful man. And he had this idea. He wanted to take shelter from me. And I always feel embarrassed. Because, I thought he was so much more advanced than me. So he would come into my room on Sunday, and a lot of devotees would be around. And he made his obeisances to me, and he begged me for shelter, and he would begin to cry, legitimately. And then when he left, Vajrakishore said to me, because he heard about within their teeth. And that's the humility is breaking my heart. He says the same thing. Vajrakishore said, growing up in the West, I could never understand what that term means until they said, body is beautiful. It is such a reciprocation. And what Lord Chaitanya would do, it's so amazing, he would give different services to different people appropriate to their situation. For example, from Kanda, one place, there were three. There was Mukunda, his son, Raghunandana, and another devotee, Narahari. He had such a wonderful exchange when he saw Mukunda. He said, Mukunda, Raghunandana was his son. He said, who is the son and who is the father? And he said, Raghunandana is the father and I am the son. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes. He said, Raghunandana was the one that introduced his father to Krishna consciousness. So technically, he was Vartman and Kadarsha the Guru. So, oh, yes. He said, yes, that is correct. Because the one who serves as instructor, spiritual master, he's the father. Then Mukunda was a physician. And he had so much devotion. When you have devotion, that slight contact with the object of devotion create great emotion. So he was the physician of the Muslim king. So he was there and he was checking his pulse. He said they had a doctor and now they're outside on the lawn of the palace. And the sun was coming out, so the servant picked up the peacock feather and it was on a great platform. But Kunda saw the peacock fan, which reminded him of Krishna, and he collapsed and fell off of the dais onto the floor. Even the Muslim king ended this is an exalted personality. So the Mukunda he told, you cultivate spiritual and material opulence. son, Raghunandana, who had such a devotion, he said, you see that low tree with two Kadamba flowers? He worshipped those deities so nicely. Pick those two Kadamba flowers every day and offer them devotion. And he said to Srinahari, you join the ashram and you stay with me. The Lord Chaitanya is empowerment. Empowerment means three things. If you want to be a leader, if you want to be a spiritual leader, if you want to encourage people, we all should take those positions at some level as we get older. We should be the exemplars. We should be the role models. And hopefully, we'd be in a situation. Empowerment means first you have to recognize the talents and abilities of people without envy. Then you have to facilitate those. You have to encourage and facilitate them. Empowering. And if it's some institutional setting, then you can have parameters for accountability. And if you start with the control and the accountability, acknowledging and empowering, encouraging and facilitating, that's disempowering. Good leaders, like Srila Prabhupada, they knew what the people can do, and they would encourage them and facilitate them. And of course, within a greater context of cooperation, there was some sense of accountability. That was a primary thing. The Lord Chaitanya was empowering people. Nityananda, go to Bengal without restriction, says Krishna consciousness. Shivananda is saying, you take care of us, you bring the devotees down Parikram. You take care of Dave Duttick because he's a wonderful devotee, my most advanced devotee. He's so spiritual, he can't keep accounts. He's driving his family. Help manage him. So many things. The devotees in Kuliya now, you have to bring silk ropes to the devotees. Rasa. He's giving them service, order, they're responding. Anyway, I there's so many personalities and things. I can go on and on about this story, but it was nice that we ended our Parikram. We ended our Parikram. I was just telling that story. And then we had the big feast at 12 o'clock. We didn't have we ordered Jagannath Prasadam and we had it at 7 at night. But it's just so nice. It's Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhagavata. That's Krishna consciousness. You can't worship God and bhakti, the open heart to God, if you don't have open in the society of devotees you live. And you have to create groups of devotees which you can have that exchange with. And that's preaching also, because that's what people are hankering for. And if people see that, it's very, very unique. The Trinada piece and Ichena, Padola piece, it's very unique. People are looking for that. They're hankering for that. That's practically the biggest reason. Of course, you have to give people a situation and introduce them where they see a society of devotees in a service mood and to serve others. In that way, trying to be kind, trying to be merciful, not just business-like, but extending yourself to others. How wonderful. And the flow of love, that exchange within that type of situation, that's what Vrindavan is. Describe that the current of love in Vrindavan is so powerful that the gods look at it, they become attracted, the birds, the beasts become attracted. Love is the current, it's the subtle current, but people can feel it flowing. And that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita did. Chaitanya, the life force, Charitamrita, character, I'm into immortality. What is the character of the life force and eternality? It's love of God and the exchange of love between the deities of God. That's the spiritual world, and that's demonstrated in Gaudiya. One thing that I very, very like, among many things about His Holiness Krishna Maharaj,
ISKCON is like a corporation. It has to be a corporation because it's a worldwide preaching mission. Therefore, they make the jokes about the D-Lamp. There's like a military order. And you're there. This person is higher, he's the authority, and you're ready of someone else, et cetera. So there's some necessity for that. There's no doubt. But, when we're living in shrams, we live 24 hours a day in a corporation. How is that going to be planetary? So it's not meant to be that way. But Tamaka Kaja, it's very nice, in the midst of that preaching, that he would always invite devotees for prasadam to sit with his god brothers and disciples and others in different situations to just exchange. Come in. Please come in. 1 second, I have to go to the... To exchange on the level of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I forgot it was giving class today. Just come in for 1 second. Come in for So, how wonderful. Some of the devotees are coming in now. By surprise. But then getting a hug from Ram Ruh. That's nice. So that's the class for today. Would anyone, I was going to leave time for questions. I didn't. Would anyone like to say Hare Krishna to Vrindavan Dham?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hi, is that?
This is Nandadala Das Maharaj. Very wonderful lecture, Maharaj.
Well, of course, you're Dulal. Dulal Bhattacharya. So there's a special Udipat. When you hear what he likes, I'll be finished in a few minutes. Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Rasikya calling.
Hi, hello. Hi, we're going to go to Tirth Kadamba in a few days.
Okay. Oh, boy. That was a super class.
Well, I was inspired by Puri. It's just wonderful. I got in there something just by that kind of a, program association. It was really good. Thank you. I'm thinking this year I have to come to Austin at least once.
Definitely.
And we'll do Gaur Lila for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else like to say hi?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol,
this is Anastasia.
Anastasia, good.
I had some question, but I will keep it for. I will not take time, so I will really write it if you write it down, from your permission.
Okay. Would you please chat? And I really wanted to leave time for questions, but sometimes I get carried away. Will you write me a question and send it to me?
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Gandiva Dasi from Hong Kong.
Gandiva, Hare Krishna. So nice that you join us again. I don't know, maybe you have been before, but nice to hear you again.
Wonderful.
Prema will be coming in a few days.
Yeah, on the 1st.
Will you be coming soon again?
I don't think this year I'm not able to come.
Next year you must come.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Nice that you can be on. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, well, for today, thank you. Once you've got the previous act, for this individual.